Shalom, everyone. I'll go ahead and pick up right where Anandama left off in this satsang, because it's a great one. Ma just finished reading the answer to the last question of Healing Guru, and now Healing Guru is asking the next question. Healing Guru, what you are espousing today is nothing new, unfortunately. The idea of everyone becoming unified under a nameless, formless God, and that everyone's goal is to return to a nameless, formless, absolute truth, is not a new revelation. Maitreya, the very saying that there is nothing new in this revelation shows absolutely that you know nothing about this revelation, and you do not understand what these teachings are. That absolutely is incorrect. You have to really study the teachings and see the differences. You probably have not read and studied these teachings in a greater degree. We have heard that before. People come and say there is nothing new in this revelation. All of the people who are in this mission clearly understand that there is a difference in this revelation, and that it is the most unique revelation for the last 12,000 years on Earth. Now, about your point that the unmanifested, formless, and invisible will not create unity, actually, that is the only thing that will create unity. Any form, and more than one form, creates disunity, and we can see that in the manifested world. Anytime any atom or any cell has more than one center, that creates disunity and splits it into many different cells. That is actually what cancer is. Cancer is when a cell goes haywire and it creates so many centers that it becomes useless. So that is also what this organization should not become, a cancer with many centers, but the focus should be on one center. Go ahead, Cat Dragon Dreamer. And he asks, thank you so much. I went to your website, and I do have some questions. I think it is a very informative site, but I do have a small problem with the swastika. I am wondering why it is on there, and what does it represent, actually? Maitreya, sure, Kat. Swastika, it is the most ancient symbol on Earth. It is the symbol of the raising of the Kundalini. It has been used as good luck, as a positive sign. Actually, the very plus sign, in mathematics, comes from the swastika. It has nothing to do with what Hitler used it for. It is still used in Hindu and Buddhist religions, and it is not considered as evil as it has been propagandized to be in the West as an evil sign. Even the American Indians had the swastika. If you go to our website, there is a book that was published by the Smithsonian Institute in the 1920s about the swastika. So many positive things have been said about it. That was before Hitler. After Hitler came, and the propaganda machine was created to degrade the sign, now it is an evil sign in the West. You cannot even find the book anymore that was published by the Smithsonian Institute. They probably even deny that such a book ever existed. But we have the book that was published by them digitized in our website, and you can go and read it to see how widespread that sign is. Therefore, the West has to be re-educated and realize that Hitler just misused the sign. It is like, as many times we have explained, a surgeon's knife. A surgeon's knife by itself is neither good nor evil. In the hand of a surgeon, he can take the tumor out and heal. In the hand of a killer, he can slash people's throats and kill them. So, is the knife evil or good? It is neither. It is just a knife. It is a sharp knife that can be used to heal or to kill. It is the same thing about the swastika. It is just a sign which symbolizes positivity, symbolizes the raising of the Kundalini. Therefore, it is good in that sense. Of course, if you give it to Hitler, he tilts it and makes it a manifestation of destruction, and then it can create suffering for people. It becomes evil to people who do not understand the events of the world and how God works. But it is neither good nor bad. So that is the answer to your question. Adele, go ahead with your question. And he asks, Salom, yes, I have a simple question. What is the definition of a heathen, or what does it mean to be heathen? Thank you. Maitreya, the definition of heathen means having ego instead of connecting to the spirit, not wanting to know the truth. In the old times, heathen referred to barbarians and the people who did not believe in a revelation that came to the Jews and Christians. They called them heathen because the Christians and Jews believed that what they had was the truth and what the other people had was not. Therefore, they were heathen, and the Christians and Jews were not. That is why when the Christians came to America, the native people were heathen, the people who do not have any truth as Christ is the Savior and is the only way. So it was easy for them to do to the natives as they pleased. We can see there that the result was the suffering of those who were called that name. But the truth of it But the truth of it is that the people who do not really know the truth and reality of God cannot understand what the truth is. That is what really heathen means. What keeps us from the truth? It is ego. Ego keeps us from the truth, and we have the umbrella of ego over our heads, so we do not receive the truth of the higher level. Now we really do not have any heathen. The only people we have are those who overcome their egos and connect to God, or they do not. Therefore, in this time, there is no heathen really left on earth. Most of them have a religion that is included in the eternal divine path. Those who have the mystical paths have to understand the rest of the teachings. If they are Jews, they have to realize that indeed Christ came as the Messiah, and they should forego their understandings. If they are Christian, they have to realize that indeed God promised both to Abram and Abraham that a prophet would come from both children. And Prophet Muhammad also was prophesied to come. Those who are Muslim have to realize that indeed Bab was their Mehdi, who came and brought universalism. Of course, all of them have to become Paravipras and eventually create the kingdom of God on earth. We can see that there really are no heathen. The only heathen are the people who still keep their egos, and they are not letting the Spirit of God come through them. I hope that answered your question. If you have follow-up, you can go ahead and ask another question. Go ahead, Kat, and here's another question. Thank you very much. I am of Cherokee descent. I was wondering what tribe this swastika, which tribe used it. I am very intrigued and would like to know more. If you have any more informative sites, I would love to have them. I also have a small question of people who claim to be, goodness, I cannot really think of the word, mystics, like druids, Wiccans, pagans, and things like that. I have some questions about that. How does that fit in? Maitreya. Okay, well, the Zunis, Hopis, and the people in the southwest had the swastika. I don't know if there still is, but there used to be a hotel in a city called Mountain Air in New Mexico. They had the swastika on their walls. I think we have a picture of that hotel on our website. The Hopis have a prophecy based on the swastika that they have. You can get in touch with them. They also have the swastika in their culture. Also, there is a bank I have heard about in the north of New Mexico that has the hall, that has a hall, and there is a fireplace with a big swastika on it. There is a website called Friends of Swastika, if you search for that. A gentleman in Canada who has tattoos all over his body of swastikas. A gentleman in Canada who has tattoos all over his body of swastikas has a website explaining why the swastika is not what Hitler brought, and a lot of people believe about it. So you can go to his website. Probably that can help you. Just put the word swastika in the search engine in the internet, and you are going to come up with tons of information about swastikas. And as I said, there is a book on our website that was published by the Smithsonian Institute. It explains why it was a positive sign before the coming of Hitler. So you have a lot of information there that can guide you to see the truth. Indeed, every culture has had the swastika. Now we have to go back and re-educate ourselves about it. Go ahead, Healing Guru, and here's another question. I wanted to thank you for allowing me to speak. I appreciate your viewpoints. I do plan on coming back again in the future. I think we have a common ground. My goal also is to unify humanity. If you choose to unify humanity on the basis that we are all spirit or soul, then humanity can be unified. There can be better understanding between people if they understand that they are not the body but actually spirit or soul. So there is a great unification there. But what we see presently, everyone is in a bodily concept. They are fighting over whose land. This is mine, this is yours. I can see that your mission is to unify people by bringing them to the point of understanding that they are not the body but the spirit or soul. So I appreciate that. So again, thank you very much for letting me speak, and best wishes to you and your mission. I will see you again. And Maitreya answers, sure, Healing Guru, we do not disagree with you. We absolutely agree with you. What you just said is the base and the essence of our teachings, that you are not your body. You are an essence that is one with God, and you have to concentrate on that. But at the same time, you have to create the communities of light and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Therefore, the march toward becoming pure consciousness and unity with God will be accelerated. You are welcome to come back and discuss with me these things. Most of the people who are called for this mission already know most of the teachings, but this brings a greater unity and understanding to them. I hope you go to our website again, study our teachings, and see that we are not disagreeing with you at all, but we are trying to expand everyone to see that this revelation is the one that has been prophesied to come. You will benefit greatly by understanding our teaching. I hope you will come back. And here's another question. From Sark. Salo Maitreya, I am expecting a baby in December. When could I request a spiritual name for him or her, and could you explain the significance of a spiritual name? Maitreya. Sure, anytime, Sark. Just send me an email. I will meditate on the name of your child. Do you know if it is a boy or a girl? You have to know that first and let me know. With the technology these days, that is not a very hard thing to do. You can go and find out if it is a girl or a boy. Oh, you want to have a surprise? Then I will have a surprise name for you after he or she has been born. I have to know if it is a boy or a girl, then I can give you that name. So we are going to be surprised when he or she comes to the world and I have chosen two names, one for a girl and one for a boy. When the baby comes, let me know and I will send it to you. You can have a regular name if you want, and you can use the name I send you as his name or only a spiritual name. It is up to you as to which one you choose to do. Again, this room is to discuss our teaching. Our teaching is in the website. We have other rooms here. One room is called All Religions Unified. It is open many times during the week. The rest of the rooms are open 24 hours a day. All right, some of this doesn't apply anymore, so I'm going to... Let's see. Hopefully many people will see the truth of this teaching, come together, and realize that indeed this is the purified religion and truth for humanity for the last 12,000 years. And we are now here to see this truth in a greater degree. There is nothing bad in this universe. It is how it is used that it becomes good or evil. Therefore, we should not create an understanding that something is evil, something is good, but we see how that thing has been used. When it is used for evil, it becomes evil, and when it is used for good, it becomes good. And someone is asking, hey, Maitreya, do you have any powers? And Maitreya answers, well, the powers are not important. The truth and the teachings are what are important, the message. The miracle of this mission is the message. If you understand the message of this teaching, you will realize that it is the most unique. It has not been on Earth for at least the last 12,000 years. That is what we want to concentrate on. That is when we guide you toward that understanding. The message is more important than the miracles, the powers, the manifestations, or magnetizing water and seeing crosses on the windows. It is the truth that is important and that comes with the word. That comes through the word of the chosen one to humanity and connects man back to God. Go to our website, understand our teachings, and realize indeed it is the most unique. It is something new. It is very new. Indeed, no one has had it to this point. Now it is here for you to go, to read, to understand, to come and become one with God. Become a soldier, a preacher, a teacher who connects everyone to the mission and God. Get rid of our egos and become connected directly to the Spirit. Shalom, everyone.